Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together. We're here to get you ready for the weekend. Happy Friday, everybody. Going to get you a little entertainment news, touch on some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. We'll get to some local stuff as well. All of that coming up for you in this hour. I wanted to kick things off with a little bit of entertainment news. Oh, we're also going to get into the 10 best things about being a parent.
Okay.
We've got that one coming up too. I don't want that one to be forgotten. But I did want to touch on a little bit of entertainment news. And I think this was a kind of a cool story. Chris Evans, don't expect any 4th of July posts from Captain America this year. Chris Evans deleted his social media accounts for the summer. He says, quote, I'm treating myself to a summer with less screen time, so I'm taking a little break from Twitter and Instagram. See you soon. Much love. Chris isn't the only one. Taron Egerton is doing this as well, along with a number of other big name celebrities. They were all kind of doing this with the same gist in mind, giving themselves a break. There's one real quick thing I've got to say. So actors like myself and actors, you know, a step or so above me, we've been very gifted by social media because it's free advertising. And every agent will tell you, get your face out there, get your name out there. Doesn't matter how many times. My agent, I actually have homework. I have to at least twice a week post something. I have to post pictures and stuff. It's literally in my contract to be doing these things. So many of us would like to take a break from social media. I would love to do something like this. It reminds me, as with some of the other things that we have had in recent weeks and recent years, where we have people kind of protesting things or stopping something. And they do this, and I don't begrudge them doing it, but I would like to see a little more empathy to the rest of the world that cannot maybe do some of this stuff. It's happening right now with the writer's strike. With the writer's strike going on right now, you've got every single writer that is worth their salt striking right now. And that's great. And there's a lot of big names striking that are walking the streets in front of these production studios and everything, fighting for art, fighting for creativity, fighting for you out there. You love entertainment, don't you? You like to be entertained. You like good creative work. You don't want a producer trying to write something for you, do you? Because I guarantee you it ain't going to be as good as that Seinfeld episode you love. That's what this is all about. That's what they're doing. But not there for every person, every big name that you know that wrote on Succession or something like that. There are people, like a lot of friends of mine out there right now, that are doing this, that are they're going to be homeless at the end of the summer if this doesn't get worked out. I admire celebrities doing this, and it does mean something. It does carry some weight. What I would like to see Chris Evans do is do this along with saying, I know not everybody can do this. I encourage it. I hope you can one day. A little more empathy. So many of us live in a bubble. And if you any chance you could do to get outside of that bubble, to look outside of that bubble, I encourage people to do it, because this is kind of what happens when you live longer and longer and longer inside a bubble. You forget what it's like to be a human being sometimes.
I think even just bringing it down from that and just saying, let's reduce your screen time. You know what I mean? Like I understand what you're saying. It's something that you have to do. But I think just the general population could even if you don't delete your social media for a period of time, everyone could just take a little bit of a step away from it. And better time than summer, right? Like enjoy. Take that extra hour that you'd be on your phone and be outside.
I take days away during the week, every week. I take days away from social media, and then I'll come back and I'll do what I got to do, and then I'm out. I treat it like Walmart, where I'm in and out as fast as humanly possible. I am very focused. I am very,
you treat it like toilet paper? Like you're just going in for your paper goods and then you're getting out?
Yep, doing my thing. Doing my thing and out. And out. It's very much like that. I do not blame Mr. Evans for doing that at all. I wanted to get this one, too, because I just... we're going to do some good stories of the day later, and I could have included it in that, but it is it involves an entertainer, Mr. Nicolas Cage, one of the bigger names in acting, I would say, right now. Whether you love him or hate him, you have to admit there is no one like Nicolas Cage. And there are very few people, whether it is on screen or off screen. We have heard many for many, many years the things that Nicolas Cage wasted his money on and got in trouble with the tax man and then had to do a bunch of B movies and built his career back up. And here he is again. Nicolas Cage has actually had two comeback stories, and you don't see that very often. Academy Award winner. I think one of the better actors you have seen when he is giving his all. He needs a director that can rein him in. Because Nicolas Cage will take, I need you at an 8, Nick, and he'll go to a 28. You needed a good director that can keep him at that 8 or that 10, and you're going to get some great work. Nicolas Cage also is one of these people, though, that really has tried throughout his career to let you look behind the curtain and see his life. I admire he does not put on airs. Who he is who he is, and he always has been. And I, whether you like him or not, I admire that. There's a post with a collection of good and bad stories about him, including a story where Nick tried to get a couple to give up their hotel wedding suite for him. They refused. Minnie Driver decided to chime in, and she said, quote, was once on a plane with Nick and his son, and a seat had also been purchased for his son's imaginary friend. It's unclear which son had the imaginary friend back then, or if it was Nick's imaginary friend. I'm joking. He was 32 and old, 32-year-old Weston and 17-year-old Kal-El. His son's name is Kal-El after Superman. I know. But either way, he gets a dad award for this. I'm sorry. To me, that's a cool move. That's a pretty cool move by a dad. I know a lot of you are going to roll your eyes.
Really?
At that.
Yeah, I rolled my eyes.
I think that's a pretty cool move as a dad. It's a little kid. It's a little kid who's scared to get on a plane, and he's not going to get on that plane.
How do we know he was scared?
Friend. Because he said in the article, they said, this doesn't have the complete article. The complete article, you can go ahead and look it up. You can find it on USA.com and another site, too, I can find. But yeah, his son was nervous about flying. He was scared about flying, and he wanted to calm his son down. I would hope that I would have the same money to be able to do something like that for my kid. What his son learned there was his dad has his back. Not toughen up, young man. You're not being a man enough at 8 years old.
No, but his son and his imaginary friend could have fit in the same seat.
Oh, well, that, yes. Okay, that I completely
they
agree
totally
with.
They totally could have fit in the same seat.
You can sit on your imaginary friend's lap.
Or there's room to sit next to each other.
Oh, yeah, that I tell you. Okay,
which
that,
one of you has the window, right?
Completely
squish over.
Yeah, I got you on that. Yeah. Okay. That I would roll my eyes over, too. I'm not begrudging a little kid wanting his imaginary friend to get on the plane with him.
No, I could care less about that.
And to be fair, when you got Nick Cage money, you could afford to do these things, although Nick Cage got
until
in trouble.
You don't.
Well, yeah, he got in trouble for wasting money. I mean, this just adds to that.
Seems a little excessive. I hope he didn't pay for an empty suitcase.
Paid for an imaginary on-air foot and stuff. Kid, you're really costing me money here. I thought that was pretty cool. I did want to get to a little bit of local entertainment news. Of course, we've got some great stuff on the radio dial for you this weekend. At 7 Saturday mornings, join us for the greatest polka show you will ever hear. Maybe the greatest show you'll ever hear. The Sunshine Polka Show. Join our good friend Tim Hubbelt as he scours the universe looking for great, fun, weird polka and plays it for you. There is no other show on the air like the Sunshine Polka Show. Join us every Saturday at 7 for that, and then at noon on Sundays when there isn't Rafter baseball or something like that. Of course, you want to join my man Seth for Over the Back Fence every Saturday from 11 to noon. Seth does an amazing job with that show. Give him your items you're looking for, items you want to sell, garage sale season. You got different local events you want to touch on. It's a good idea to call up and let Seth know.
It's a good time. Just look around your house, right?
Yep.
Do a little
yep.
purge.
Oh, yeah. It's summer. It's a perfect time.
Perfect time.
Get that out of the way. Get that done. And be sure to call up Seth and join him every Saturday from 11 to noon. And on Sundays, when we don't, again, have Rafter baseball, which, of course, we do this weekend. Rafters are going to be playing at 12:50 on Sunday. And then it'll be at Fond du Lac. Keep that in mind. Once that wraps up, that'll wrap up early enough, though, so we'll be able to have Seth Faces the Music and Director's Cut. Seth Faces the Music, I believe running is his theme this week from 6 to 8.
Oh, no. A Flock of Seagulls. I hate that song.
Me too. But I'll listen to it on his show. They'll definitely check that out. Seth Faces to Music. Join him for that show every week, 6 to 8. Seth does an amazing job of not only bringing you some fun music that all ties together, but he's always got little sound bits, and he's a great talker. Be sure to join him for that. And then this week on Director's Cut from 8 to 9, a really special episode. I want to send a big thank you to Mary Beth Lubecki. Let me see. I want to make sure I get that. Laura Becky and Owen Paul Olson. And a very special shout out to our own Melissa Kay. Melissa interviewed Mary Beth and Owen back about a month or so ago about the musical Lucetta, A Lively Tale of Lumberjacks, Trees, and Paul Bunyan. This is a passion project by Mary Beth, and something that she writes children's books part-time when she's not a professor. And we got to meet them. Seth and I interviewed them on Monday for Director's Cut. Wonderful interview. We could have turned it into a two-parter. Mary Beth can talk. And I mean that in a positive way. She's a good talker. It was a really good interview. Owen is just graduated high school and is going to school at one of our greatest schools in this country for composers. And Mary Beth went to him, and he wrote the music, and they wrote this musical together.
That's really cool.
It's there is a GoFundMe page actually right now that you can go to GoFundMe and find, and we encourage you to do that. Even if it's just a couple bucks to add to this, you're helping support the arts and helping them promote this show and be able to go overseas and promote it. Working with I wanted to mention this too. I apologize, everybody. My computer messed up on me. Thanks to the River Channel, because you could see the performances of three of the songs on YouTube. You can go there and find Chop Split Build, Gotta Get Out of Here, and Haven't You Heard the Tall Tales? Just type into your search bar on YouTube, Lucetta the musical, or even typing in Hudson High School, any of this. But this is local, everybody. This is right here in Wisconsin going on. They're going to have performances August 3rd through the 5th over at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Big shout out to Kathy Walsh, the professor over there. They're going to be taking this overseas, and you can be a part of all this. You can help. You could be a producer of all this, but just go into the GoFundMe page and adding to this.
That's really interesting. So they'll be on Director's Cut this Sunday.
This Sunday from 8 to 9. Join us as we have this great conversation with Mary Beth and Owen. A big thank you to them for their time. And again, Melissa, who we just love. Melissa's awesome. Not only a great reporter and great great work that she does here co-hosting with us, but just good people. That's going to do it for our entertainment, other than I wanted to mention Rafter Baseball again. Rafter is, of course, out of town for the next three nights. In Madison, the next two, 6:20, our pregame will start for tonight, 4:50 for tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we got an earlier start time, 12:50 pregame. We're in Fond du Lac for that one. We're back home on Monday, 5:50 pregame, as we host Fond du Lac here in Rapids for a Military Monday. We'll be talking about that on Playmakers on Monday and plenty more. Well, and I did want to mention this too. I almost forgot to promote myself.
What?
I forgot to promote Kristen and me, and Kristen and I. We have on Midday Magazine today, we have a best of that we're playing, where we are repeating the episode we had last week from Wisconsin Rapids City Band. And then in part two, we're having our interview with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer. We're doing that because I'm a little busy today when we would normally be recording those. I'm going to be joining As Goes Wisconsin and Kristen Bry from 10:30 to 11. Kristen's been doing this wonderful thing. She had this awesome idea about bringing on a lot of the hosts of Civic Media and bringing them on her show. And she's going to do our show sometime, too. We'll bring her on our show.
Oh, fun.
We're looking forward to this. Really enjoy working with Kristen on air, off air. She's a wonderful human being. And we're looking forward to this. Kristen and I, what she does is she'll bring on her host, her co-host, as it is. And you go over kind of like the best, the worst, the weirdest of the weekend or the week. And then there's like this rapid fire thing they do.
If I fall anywhere in there, you are in trouble.
Now you will. I encourage you to listen. Join Kristen's show Monday through Friday, right after we get off the air. It's a wonderful show. And I think it's a really, while it does not take place here in central Wisconsin, Kristen is from Wisconsin Rapids and her family lives here in Wisconsin Rapids. She knows this area very well and she represents this area whenever she can. So I think that we still get that central Wisconsin feel from her show, even in Waukesha. We'll take a break. We'll come back and do some fun things on the morning show. And Terry, let's get into that parenting one when we come back. We're going to do that. We'll come back and we're going to talk about the 10 greatest things about being a parent.
Cool.
Possibly. we'll see.
Depends on the kids.
It depends on it when we come back on the morning show at WFHR.
Loved this song.
Oh, I know.
When it first came out.
I hear you. I hear you. Yes. And it burned out real quick. It got old real quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I can say that now, but I loved it when it came out.
Tell you, Falco still loves Germany. Germany still loves Falco, though. He is still huge over there. Or was, at least. Yeah, no, I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it. Moving on. we are going to get into a fun one right here, Terry and I. We're talking parenting right now in this new poll that found the 10 best things about being a parent. We're going to find out how correct they are. 84% of parents say having kids was the greatest thing to ever happen to them. That seems low. 84 seems low to me on that, but I don't know. Maybe they're just being real honest. I don't know. Maybe they've had extremely amazing lives. I'm not sure. That's according to a survey of people with kids under 13. According to the poll, here are the 10 best things about being a parent.
Okay.
I want to start at 1 or 10 here?
10.
10. All right. Number 10, birthdays.
Birthdays are fun.
They are fun.
I agree.
They are fun. Yeah. That's actually one I wouldn't have thought of right away.
But no, me either.
That's a good one. That is a good one. 9, all the weird questions they ask.
Which can be really fun and appreciated, and then sometimes it's like, okay, let's stop.
All right. Question 20 in the first half an hour of being awake. Yeah, yeah. But I did love that. I did enjoy that part.
Me too. I like the inquisitiveness, and, mm-hmm. and you just have to divert the, right, when the questions get to be too much,
yeah.
You can choose. You can get mad and say stop, or you can just divert the attention somewhere else.
The thing with my son, I remember, is it was never one question. It was one question would lead to another. Well, but why? But why? And,
yeah.
You know, and he really genuinely like wanted to know. And that would be an hour doing that. Like, don't you want to watch some cartoons, man? Don't you? Number next one on this list, 8, teaching them stuff and watching them do it. Oh yeah,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that is amazing.
That is amazing.
I remember I was nailing something. And my son was about 4 or 5, and I'm doing that. And I wasn't having him nail with me, but he's picking up his toy hammer, and he's trying, you know? And I will never forget that. So he just stopped for a moment, and I showed him how you hold a nail and all that. And, yeah, just little things like that. I mean, remembering I teach them how to ride a bike, a lot of that stuff is common for a lot of us. But for me, it was a lot of those organic little things that just kind of you don't really think about as you go into parenting.
Or always. I have always included the girls like as I was doing stuff. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like not, oh, you go here and play. It's
yes.
teaching them how to do it. But it is funny now having my oldest daughter just graduated from high school. So thinking about sending her off to college. Mm. And then I'm like thinking through these things. I'm like, well, does she know how to do this? Does she know how, you know, like I'm second guessing
yeah,
myself.
Yeah.
And of course she does know how to do all of those things. But you do kind of have that like, did we teach her everything, mm-hmm. you know, that we should have around these certain topics?
It shows how much you care. It shows how much it means to you. Number 7, reliving the magic of Christmas. I never had this. I didn't grow up with a lot of great Christmases and that, and I have nothing against Christmas, but it just was never really something that, it was more about my brother and sister growing up than it was about me. But then when I had my kids, as much as it was about them, I felt that Christmas spirit for the first time. I felt that joy and that excitement of, you can't sleep the night on Christmas Eve and all that. Like, I got that vibe from my kids.
We always had very, very nice Christmases, very traditional, you know, that kind of thing. And reliving that with my own kids. Yeah, I love that. But I still, Christmas is a big deal.
Well, now
it's my favorite.
Because of that stuff that I had with my kids and you know, being with them now and all this as adults and everything, I look forward to Christmas. I actually don't mind it anymore. I don't even I'm trying to create more memories on Christmas now, and I find that actually it's kind of gotten a whole new life to me.
Yeah,
the
I
holiday.
Love it.
6, they make you appreciate the little things in life. Yeah.
And you know what? If they don't, then you're doing something wrong,
yep.
right? Like you're paying attention to the wrong things. Take a
Agreed.
Step back and just appreciate all of those little moments.
Not just my kids, but kids in general, you know, my nephews, my godchildren, any of the above, have helped me more than anything else. Well, that and like some animals, you know, having pets and stuff has really helped me be in the moment. Like, I'm rushing. I'm that person. I got a list in my head. I'm getting things done. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm very focused on it. And I'm rushing around and stop. Just breathe for a second. And what do you need, hon? Or what does this little kid need or whatever? And you're talking to the little kid or being in the kid. Or
watching them try to do things. You know what I mean? Like the whole trial and error and all that. Yeah. Just appreciating all of those moments.
Having new experiences with them for the first time. Yeah.
I agree. And that's, you know, that's even fun as they're sometimes, well, maybe even for me, like more fun as they're growing up, you know, like as they're teenagers, becoming young adults, and a lot of the first experiences that you can do with them, it's pretty cool.
I feel like, and look, I am not I am never going to get Parent of the Year awards or anything like that. I am not somebody that's trying to tell you why I understand parenting 101. But it does feel like to me, as my kids are getting older and they're in their early 20s and all this, that you get two lives as a parent. You get this version of being a parent when they're kids and being a teacher and being a protector and so many of these other things. And as they become adults, all of a sudden it's like you've got another friend. You've got another person out there who you relate with, you connect with, you have things in common with. And you get to experience them as a whole. You get a whole new experience as a parent where you can talk to these guys. You can hang out with them. It's such a gift. It's something that I didn't think about in parenting. Going into parenting, I thought about them as kids and babies and stuff. I didn't think about them as adults.
Yeah, and you don't. And that's what's funny, because this has been going on forever and ever. Yeah, and until you are the person in that spot, you don't. You know what I mean? Like you don't recognize it, you don't appreciate it, but you also just don't really get it.
You're so right, Terry. Especially, it's not just been going on forever. You yourself went through it. You went through it your own selves, and we forget about it. That just speaks to. I also think it speaks to how much we forget what it's like to be a kid. And our children remind us of that and hopefully give us some grace to them and some empathy to what they're going through in that.
Or we think about what it was like for our parents, right? Like what it was like to be a parent.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've always respected and appreciated my parents, never more than once you become a parent. Yes. Number four, the random stuff they say. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm walking with my kids to the park. And we're playing, and they like to sing, and so we're singing, and they got tired of all the other songs, so I didn't have anything else, and I don't know why I did this, but in my head it popped up the old hip-hop party thing. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. So I say that, throw your hands in the air, and they get all excited, and they put their hands in the air. Now wave them like you just don't care, and they waved. They waved.
Oh, like a princess wave. Yeah, like not a. Yeah.
They said a wave. Like, this is great. It was so good. It was so good. It's just the things that kids interpret. Kids are so literal. They're just so. There is no idioms. There's no way a kid is going to understand an idiom or anything like that. You have to be very literal with kids. And I love that. I think it's fun. It can be very fun if you let it be. Number three, laughing at them. I like to think of this more as laughing with them, but
it doesn't have to be mean laughing at them, but yeah, I mean, think about all the times that you chuckle when you see something going on or you know what the outcome is going to be, but you got to let them just figure it out. You know, sometimes it's funny.
Most every parent has been in that moment where it has been that long day. And you have had a billion questions you've answered, and you're at your wit's end, and it's rough. And then they do something that you just can't help but laugh at. And it lightens the mood, and everything's all right. It resets things and stuff.
Or something happens, and you start laughing, and they're like, "Why are you laughing?" Well, because you knew exactly what was going to happen. You know what I mean? You just had to let them. Figure it out.
I mentioned it before. We had a routine. My son and I, we get up in the morning and watch, you know, Sports Center together and stuff. And I'd have my big glass of chocolate milk. And I made my chocolate milk dark like midnight. And I've got my glass there and it's on the table. And JC is just starting to crawl and get around and everything and pick himself up on the, you know, table and stuff. And he's doing that. And he's in his little onesie. And I'm like, "Hey, man, Sports Center." And I look to see a highlight. Just a second, I look away and I look over, and he's got his whole hand in the chocolate milk, his whole up to his elbow in the chocolate milk, and I'm it's kind of funny to me, but I don't want to laugh because I know he's going to spill it and everything. So I'm trying to be a good dad and be like, "All right, JC, you can't do that," and everything. But as I'm saying this, he slowly pulls his hands out, barely spills any milk, and while staring right in the eyes to me, sucks the chocolate milk out of the onesie. How am I not supposed to laugh at that? I'm only human. How am I not supposed to laugh at that? That is one of the funniest moments of my life. It's just hilarious and very impressive. That kid was going to get that chocolate milk. He was going to get that chocolate milk. Watching their personalities develop. I don't know how I would ever pick a favorite. I don't think it's possible, but that...
Oh, I think out of this list, that's my favorite.
That may be my favorite. Yeah. If I had to pick, that may be my favorite. It's, again, one of the greatest things about watching your kids become adults and experience, like going back to experiencing new things with them and stuff and seeing them like, wow, my daughter made dinner reservations for us and all these things and stuff. And it's not that big of a deal, but it is. It's cool. Seeing, okay, so I get to see what her haunts are, where she likes to go and check out and how she's growing as a human being, that I'm so blown away by my kids. My kids are lapping me in every single way, and I could not be prouder of it. The things that I had to go through, and I'm in my mid-30s, I learned, they're already got down. It's everything you could ask for as a parent, is seeing your kids better, stronger than you ever were. And that's part of watching them develop.
Absolutely.
And number one on the list, holding, hugging, and cuddling them, especially when they were young.
Oh, for sure.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I can still feel my daughter falling asleep on my chest.
Mm-hmm. I love that. When there's babies around, like if I can find a recliner and have that baby just fall asleep on my chest, I love that.
Yeah.
And I'll fall right asleep next.
Probably, yes. My nephew's got me a couple times.
I love that.
Yeah. Here are a few more from the top 25. Having an excuse to watch Pixar movies. reading them bedtime stories. Oh, yeah. Fixing a minor problem. And then, of course, you're the hero. That always feels good. It makes you appreciate your parents more. You touched on mm-hmm. that one, Terry. And buying them toys that you secretly want to play with yourself. I don't know what this is talking about. I never did that. It's not like my son had billions of Legos. I don't know what they're talking about. Okay, incredibly that one. The poll also asked parents to name the most important qualities of a good parent. And the top three are patience, love, and being ready for anything.
Yeah, those are pretty dead on.
Those are pretty big. I would say, I don't know how to word this. But having your kids back, I don't know how to really word that. Acceptance doesn't feel right. Loyalty, honor, none of this stuff feels right. It's a feeling, I think.
Oh,
it's
like having their...
Supporting your
like
kid.
Like, I have your back.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you meant like when they circle back to you. You know what I mean? Reconnecting or strengthening a connection. So you're just saying, I don't know, I think probably some of that is... What is that? Loyalty?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Support. I would
support,
say support.
Yeah.
You know, I think for lack of a better word.
Unconditional,
your kid.
Right?
Yes, because that's your kid. I mean, they're supposed to go through life knowing that no matter what this world throws at them, they at least got one, two people that got their back no matter what. Mm-hmm. We see this all the time, not to be dark about it or anything, but when we see, you know, these horrible things, these people committing crimes and stuff, and they're on trial, and then they interview the parent, he messed up, but I still love him. Like, that's parenting. That's when parenting is truly tested.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. If you can't support your kid, what kind of parent are you? Like, seriously. You don't have to.
Well,
it's not your life.
You're in the 16%.
Uh-huh,
you're not in the
84%. Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying you're going to agree with 90% of what your kid does.
Right. And there's probably lessons to be learned in that,
sure,
right? But
sure.
But still knowing that no matter how big of a screw up or how big of a mistake or whatever you want to call it, that, you know, I'm still here.
The greatest gift, I had very little encouragement and support in my life, but I had a mom and dad that had my back, and there's no way I accomplish anything in my life without that. My dad told me at 7, I'm going to him and I want to be an actor, and he's an athlete. He's a manly man. This is not what you want to tell your manly man father and everything. And he looks down, he tells me, he's like, Jimmy, that's cool. Just be the best. Work to be the best at it. He's supported me ever since. I know I'm not doing what he wanted me to do. I know I'm not. And he still has supported me better than more than anybody else in my life.
Like, don't you think that's one of the things about parenting that is, you know, it's a developed personalities, but when you think about that, when that child's born, you kind of have an idea, right, of what they're going to be like. I mean, you have dreams for them.
Good
ideas. I don't think that it's a bad thing, but as they grow.
Yeah.
Letting go of that and letting them have the, you know, supporting that they have their own dreams. And I don't think it's bad.
No,
I mean, I think that it, you know, it's not negative that you have dreams and ideas for your kids, but it is interesting. Part of the journey of parenthood is that you know, you letting that go as they're developing their own personality and their own dreams and goals.
And especially when they come up with not only what's right for them, but I think even cooler stuff than I would have come up with.
Oh, absolutely.
My son's a neurologist, you know, studied the brain and graduated with neurology and stuff. I wouldn't have picked that for him. That's a much better choice. It's a much better choice. Don't expect to be perfect, though, especially your first time out. 72% of people who have more than one kid said that they were a better parent the second time around.
Don't tell the first kids that.
Don't tell that. Many of us are our oldest ones know that though already. We already do. We tend to be our own worst enemies. And if we are not number two on that list, is other parents parenting other parents. Be an ally. If you asked advice, that's one thing. But nobody has ever wanted advice that was not asked. Just, you know, keep it in your head. That's fine. But you don't have to make other people feel bad to make yourself feel better. That is not parenting. That is not support, which is what a lot of we're coming back to with the theme of this. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with some That Ain't Right stories and good stories of the day on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Happy Friday! Terry and James here with you. It's hard not to let that play. It's really hard.
I agree.
I love that song. I don't care what anybody says. I'll never get tired of that one.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah, some about 80s music. Some about
I know.
I don't really fight over 90s stuff as much, but 80s music, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a time capsule for me,
really
though.
It really is. It's a time machine. It takes you right back. This is an interesting one, Terry. And it's one of our That Ain't Right stories of the day, not our feature one. That's coming up in a little bit. If you saw this in October, you might think it was a Halloween joke, but not in June. Someone in a small town near Akron, Ohio, called 911 this month when they saw hair sticking out from the trunk of someone's car. They thought someone was in there, you know, somebody maybe being hurt or kidnapped or something like that. I mean, that's a freaky thing. I'd do the same thing if I saw that. Cops figured out where the owner lived and knocked on her door, and her name was Tori Townsend, and she was confused until she realized what happened. She sometimes wears a wig. but she had just gone to get her hair done. So she just tossed the wig in the trunk without looking, didn't really think anything of it or anything. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
And you know, fair enough. Right?
Yeah. She posted a doorbell cam footage of her talking to the cops. As soon as she said wig, one of them cracked up and said, "Oh, you've got to come see it." Tori says she had a good time laughing with the officers about this. They had a good laugh. Tori says she's glad someone called the cops because it shows how much her community cares.
I hope they still made her open the trunk to prove
it. Yeah, they did. I encourage you to watch the TikTok or the dash cam video because I don't know if you saw that, Terry.
My
it was
goodness.
Black hair hanging out the back, and it looked pretty, you know, I would check this out too.
Yeah.
Good on her, good on the officers for having fun with it.
And for her not getting all mad.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. A thousand times. I really appreciate, and I hate that I have to say this, but I'm gonna, because I think it's noteworthy. He is a white officer. She is a black African-American woman. They're laughing at the end of this hysterically. We need more footage of this. This happens every day, all the time, but we don't see enough coverage of it. This is the more of the world we live in and what you see a lot of. I'm not saying that stuff doesn't happen, and there's accountability that needs to be had on all fronts. But you also have to look at both sides of the – you have to look at the whole picture. You cannot just look at little aspects of it. The whole picture, this is how a lot of these things end. This is how a lot of these things go.
Seriously, can't you just see her? I mean, you just take it off, flip it in, shut it. Yep. Like, okay.
Not enough. But what could go wrong? What could happen? That's what it could happen.
I love it.
That's funny. That ain't right. But that's funny, though. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you, taking you into one more segment for the week. Thank you so much for joining us all week long, everyone. Sometimes when this place gets kind. It's the ultimate emo anthem, Terry. It's so 80s. We're going to get into some That Ain't Right stories right now. And it's a feature That Ain't Right story before we get into our local good stories of the day and catch up with our United Way. This happened in Adams. And for those who did not hear, Adams County voted recently to stop garbage collection.
Like Adams County, Wisconsin?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They are not collecting garbages or recycling over there. That ain't right. That's pretty messed up. That's pretty crazy. Director of Solid Waste and Recycling, Charlie Kuhn, said it's gotten to a, quote, it's gotten got to a point where it was just financially unviable for us to continue these services. We were relying too much on tax levy to support our operations. So essentially, we were pulling funds from our areas of the county to support our operations.
So the county was doing garbage pickup?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, because like I understand municipalities do it, right? Mm-hmm, like the city of Wisconsin Rapids does garbage pickup for residents, not for businesses. But, you know, so I live in the I live out in Rudolph and we have to contract someone for garbage pickup. So it's not like the county. I didn't even realize that Adams, like the county municipality, did garbage pickup.
I think it's this is news to some people, and even that part of it, the layers of that, and it's part of the reason I wanted to talk about the story. And I'm not picking on Adams necessarily. Everybody's hurting right now. Adams has lost people in that town. But at the same, how are you supposed to? Okay, do you want to, hey, come and live in Adams. Come live here. By the way, you're going to need to figure out your whole garbage thing first. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a non-starter.
Yeah, I just wonder who their, like, or who even their vendors are. You know what I mean? Like, as far as if you needed to contract with someone for garbage pickup.
There's this Frank Frenetti who is taking some action about this, and part of the reason the story is being talked about and everything, and he owns a business, so he has somewhere to put his garbage, but there are a lot of residents that don't, and they're hearing from residents that they're moving. They're going to leave because of this. Or this might be the final straw for some on this and everything. That ain't right.
Well, that's no, because it's probably piling up somewhere.
I mean, yeah, that's it makes you hopefully like for me, it made me appreciate all the more the work that we have around here with our garbage and recycling people and everything. I mean, we went through a pandemic and didn't skip a beat.
Right. So, like at our house, we have a company that we, you know what I mean, that comes and picks up recycling one day a week, or recycling one day a month, and then garbage weekly. But I know the township that my parents live in, actually at their town hall, there's a huge dumpster. So if you're a resident of that, you have to, I mean, you have to transport your own, but there is an option. So I wonder, hopefully, you know, the folks down at in Adams are exploring some of those options.
Yeah, here's hoping. One, I need a palate cleanser. Want to get some good stories of the day, and we're gonna do that. I do want to remind everybody that coming up, Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, and sure, encourage you to check out her show Monday through Friday right on this great network. And I'm going to be joining Kristen today. I'll be with her from 10:30 to 11 today.
That'll be awesome. What are you talking about?
We're going to go over the good, the bad, the weird of the week. Where we'll play a game, I think, and we're going to have some fun. I know that. Always have a good time talking with Kristen. And enjoy working with her a lot. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And what time will you be on?
10:30 to 11.
Okay.
Should be fun. That means, though, that I'm not able to record Midday Magazine. So we have a best of today from 3 to 4. Encourage you to check out in part one when we got to speak and talk with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapid City Band. Great conversation if you didn't get to catch it. And in part two, our interview the other week with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer. Shane and I talked about some local things going on in the area along with the 4th of July and the celebrations. It was a really good interview, as it always is, talking with Mr. Blazer. Encourage you to check that out, everybody, from 3 to 4. And, of course, you can download the Civic Media app and take us with you. Encourage you to do that right now. Let's get to our United Way update, Terry. I know that it is a busy time of year for you all. Right now, a lot of campaigning going on, I imagine.
Yeah, a lot of prep work for our fall campaign. So that's what the majority of our staff is focused on at this point. But we do have a few things, maybe a little bit more community-facing at this point. One is that you can register for Stuff the Bus. So if you're child needs school supplies, I should say register for stuff at the desk. But if your child needs school supplies, if you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you can sign up for stuff at the desk. So you would do that by visiting our website at uwswac.org. And that's where you can put in the child's information, what school they'll be attending, you know, grade, all of that kind of information. And then we will be distributing those school supplies in August. The third Friday and Saturday of August is when that distribution will happen. We are looking for community members to help us stuff the bus to accumulate those school supplies. So it is all of your usual things that you think of with school supplies. We need scissors, glue sticks. We need watercolor paints, and then we need notebooks and folders, and those in the primary color, or I shouldn't say primary colors, but in red, green, blue, and yellow is what we're looking for. So not necessarily patterned ones, but just your normal spiral notebook, single subject, and folders. So if you happen to be out and about and you're seeing school supplies popping up, and yes, they are, they are starting to pop up. But, you know, you also sometimes come across, you see a sale, right? You see notebooks for 50 cents or 60 cents a piece. You know, grab a couple of those and help with the effort. We'll be doing that collection on Thursday, August 3rd at Lunch by the River. United Way is the sponsor of Lunch by the River that day, and we encourage you to bring your school supplies down. Share those with us so that we can get them into the hands of kids who need them the most. Again, you have to register. So that's the only way that you get access to supplies. So if you are, you know, if you reside somewhere in Southwood County and you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you can sign up and get school supplies as well.
Again, you can go to uwswac.org to find out more about that. Be sure to bookmark that page and follow along with the United Way on all social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the great stuff they're doing in our community. The Monarchs in Art exhibit is opening today over at the Alexander House. It's a juried mixed media exhibition exploring the beauty and brilliance of the monarch butterfly and to celebrate Port Edwards being a monarch village. The opening reception is today from 5 to 8 o'clock tonight. It'll include a presentation by Kathy and Patrick McGrath, monarch butterfly enthusiasts from Port Edwards. The exhibit will continue through August 15th. The Alexander House is open from 1 to 4, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, by special appointment. You can go to alexanderhouseonline.org to find out more.
Sounds like a great exhibit.
Yeah, yeah,
it does. It'd be really cool.
It's been too long since I've been over there. I really like that. I like the building. I like everybody there. It's a great place.
It's a fun journey, know, through the life of that monarch butterfly. We have a lot of milkweed at our house, in our field, so it is always cool to watch and see how many of those chrysalises that you can find. It's cool.
Looking at some world good stories, a police officer in Little Rock, Arkansas, beat the heat the other day by asking some kids if he could give the slip and slide a go. And he did.
I love it.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Two pilots broke a world record and raised $25,000 for charity by flying to all of the lower 48 states in 48 hours. That's pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And a teenager and his drone saved two people in Colorado last weekend. He spotted their Jeep upside down in a sinkhole that was filling with water. His uncle was with him and happened to be a firefighter, so he called in and both people made it out.
What kind of luck is that?
Right? Yeah. That is some incredible.
A little divine intervention, I think. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think that's a good way to put it, Terry. Yeah. And I don't know about most. I don't know if he's a household name necessarily or anything, but I am a big fan of Jim Gaffigan. I think he's just a very funny comedian. I think he does really good humor and does pretty, like, I don't want to say PG-13, but, you know, he walks that line pretty good.
Like family-friendly-ish, right?
Yeah.
I
just wanted to wrap up our show for the week with Mr. Gaffigan here talking about swimming pools.
Speaking of swimming pools, my brother has an above-ground swimming pool, as if you didn't think I was white trash already. You don't really swim in an above-ground pool. You just kind of wade around with a beer. It's just like a regular pool, but not relaxing or fun. I guess I'll head to the deep end / middle. There is no graceful way to get in an above-ground pool. You always look like you're sneaking into a giant cup of tea. I hope the Mad Hatter's not in here.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. If you can't get to a swimming pool this weekend, yeah, it's going to be a good weekend for swimming. Enjoy yourselves, everybody. We will be back on Monday, off on Tuesday. Otherwise, have yourself a safe, fun, and just energetic, awesome weekend, everybody. And thank you so much for hanging out with us. Terry, have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll be back with more coming up on WFHR, locally grown radio.